This is Puppy on the Radio, reporting for Run News. Los Angeles, California, 28th of January, 2010. A new study by some reputable scientists from some reputable university produced a shocking revelation that thin people may actually be fat. Scientists say that this condition is known as normal weight obesity, where people with normal weight show the signs and symptoms of people who are obese. It is a common assumption that thin people can't be fat, the study writes. We are here to prove them wrong. Like real fat people, normal fat people are at higher risk of blood pressure, cardiovascular diseases, social ridicule, and virginity. This study raises a lot of concern, particularly among the public. You might be wondering, how do I know I'm fat? Or, how do I know which of my friends are fat so that I look skinny when I hang out with them? Well, fear not. The doctors who came up with the study also came up with a free, easy-to-do-it-yourself test that you can try at home. First, hold up a coin. Then, throw it with great force onto your hips or abdomen. If it does not bounce back to you with equal force, you're probably fat. Alternatively, smash a coconut against your abdomen. If the coconut does not break, it means your abdomen is probably saturated with so much fat that it makes your flesh soft, squishy, and disgusting to touch. For women, this can mean a fourfold increase in the risk of being diagnosed with heart disease and a tenfold increase in the risk of having failed marriages. Both men and women show a higher risk of high cholesterol and high blood pressure. After this study was made public, chaos ensued as almost all of the population found themselves classified as morbidly obese overnight. They are currently staying at home, crying, and watching reruns of Friends while stuffing themselves with tubs of Haagen-Dazs in an attempt to make themselves feel better. I always wondered why my boyfriend left me, said one weeping teenage girl. Turns out I was obese all along. This kind of reaction is reasonable, said Dr. Irene Langhan, the physician who led to the groundbreaking study. These are people who had never been called fat in their lives. They ate healthy, went to the gym, but it's just not enough. They are still irrevocably and indisputably fat asses. The study is also projected to have profound social implications. Its results had dramatically increased the percentage of fat people, especially in developed countries like the United States. The U.S. had not had an increase in fat people in recent years, and scientists contend that the American population had reached this biological limitation in that they are so fat they simply cannot get any fatter. Obviously, they were proven wrong. Following the study, the obese people in America more than tripled overnight, increasing from 30% to 97%. Other developed nations, like Australia, are not far behind. Scientists now think that the only non-fat people in the world are supermodels, Olympic athletes, and starving African children. Celebrities formerly considered thin are now photographed as letting themselves go, and these photos are then sold to tabloids for millions of dollars. These celebrities, including Uma Thurman and Natalie Portman, have since agreed to go to fat rehab, but there are even bigger problems to come. Society is now faced with a dilemma. If everybody is fat, who will society ostracize? Whose insecurities can society prey on for profit and a sweet sense of superiority? Sociologist Anna Savakalis is not worried. Society will never run out of people to discriminate against. People who accumulated abdominal fat can now discriminate against the people who accumulate hip fat. If all else fails, there are always black people. The news is not all black, though. In the wake of the study, a small minority had started to embrace their new identity as fat people. It was shocking at first, said Perry Kiamata, age 26. Since then, I came to terms with my obesity and I no longer have to hide it. My friends and family have accepted me, and I'm now proud of who I am. Stella Reticulum, aged 30, had this to say. I've always felt that I'm a fat person trapped in a thin person's body. Now I've fully understood myself, and I can hope that other people can find peace as I have. In the year 2011, gay pride parades will be replaced by obesity pride parades, which, unlike the former, is something the population at large can relate to. Dietitians and fitness centres are expecting record profits, so are plastic surgeons and slimming pill manufacturers. All is not lost, and you, the reader, can also do something to prevent yourselves from becoming walking piles of lard. Possibly. Dr. Langhan advises, just go out once in a while, play a sport, walk the dog, restrict your diet to celery and cottage cheese, and most importantly, stop editing Encyclopedia and go outside, damn it. This was Puppy on the Radio, recording for Unnews.